Editor's note. The following has been updated from its original version after charges against one of the accused were withdrawn at the Crown's request on February 16, 2021. News release: South Simcoe Police Service. South Simcoe Police Service charged four people with impaired driving in 48 hours over New Year's 2021. From Thursday, December 31, 2020, at 5 p.m. to Saturday, January 2, 2021, at 2 p.m., four drivers were charged with excess blood alcohol and had their license suspended for 90 days and vehicle impounded for 7 days. On Thursday, December 31, 2020, at approximately 4:50 p.m., police observed a vehicle driving erratically on St. John's Road and Line 6 in Innisfil. A vehicle stop was conducted. As a result of investigation, 70-year-old Patricia Hoffland of Innisfil was charged with operation while impaired and operation while impaired, excess blood alcohol. On Friday, January 1, 2021, at approximately 2:17 a.m., officers responded to a suspicious vehicle call near the Third Line and Rogers Place in Innisfil. Once on scene, police determined the vehicle had struck a tree. The driver was not injured. As a result of investigation, a 43-year-old Barry man was charged operation while impaired and operation while impaired, excess blood alcohol. On Friday, January 1, 2020, at approximately 6:30 p.m., police responded to a report of a vehicle swerving on Highway 400 that had exited at County Road 88 and parked in a gas station on Highway 88 in Bradford. When police arrived, the driver appeared to be sleeping in his seat. As a result of investigation, 56-year-old Stephen Stewart of Toronto was charged with operation while impaired and operation while impaired, excess blood alcohol. On Saturday, January 2, 2021, at approximately 2 p.m., police responded to a report of a possible impaired driver in Innisfil. A vehicle stop was conducted at Jans Boulevard and Westmount Avenue. As a result of the investigation, 29-year-old Michael Lachese of Stouffville was charged with operation while impaired, excess blood alcohol. Four impaired driving arrests in 48 hours is disturbing and very disappointing. This was not how we wanted to start the new year. There is no excuse to drive drunk or under the influence of drugs. Huge thank you to the citizens who helped keep our roads safe this holiday season by reporting these incidents.